Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince at the Bay.
Vince the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Ah. Motherfucking hey, it's good to be back. The VITB Orchestra in the building. That's the homies. Steve Wireman guitar, Hugh Jackson on the drums, Booyah on the bass, and Mikey on the keys. I'm Vince. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host. We're doing this again, kids. It's Thursday night, Thursday, September 15th, 2011, and I'm, of course, Vince in the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Is this thing on? Do you hear me? Is this coming through? Hello? Check. 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. Shouts out to the early chit-chatters. Thank you for coming out. Anonymous Zeke. Artie's World, Cyber War News, Goose Cream Soup, hey honey, Jackal Anon, Motormouth News, One Angry Jew, Pink Passion Kiss, and Wendigo. Two, two, two. All right. Jackal Anon sends me a message in the chat. I did not get your message. What's your message, Jackal? Oh, Artie's World. Already scrolling. The hell? Vince is not gay? We all know that. Pretty obvious, isn't it? My God. Anyhoots, 374-826-7667 is the numero. Call in, join me. It's open lines. I'm going to talk a little bit about the U.S. Day of Rage planned for Saturday. Some folks are saying this might be the beginning of the American Spring that Al Gore has been telling us about, that we need so desperately. Thank God we have Al Gore to tell us what the hell's going on, right? God damn it, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. Literally, we would not be here if it were not for Al Gore, kids. I mean, he created the goddamn internet. So yeah, I'll talk about that. We can talk about Scarlett Johansson's butt and boobies. Those were she revealed those to the world. And she's a little butthurt about it. I don't know why. I mean, you know, she's got some good looking assets. She's got some good assets there. And it's not any shit we haven't already seen in movies. I don't know what the big deal is. But yet another celebrity learns that there's no privacy on the internet or on your phone, for that matter. So welcome to the 21st century. And stick around. It's going to get more interesting. Technology is only going to develop even more. And I think you're going to see an interesting little mix on Saturday of some different activist tactics at work. Some old school sit-in style tactics planned for Lower Manhattan in the Wall Street area of Manhattan, over there by the Bull. That's right. Thousands of people from across the country are planning to converge on Wall Street this Saturday to protest America's, quote, corrupt democratic process and the use of corporate money in American elections. Is that what this is all about? Corrupt democratic process and money in elections? Jesus Christ, it took you this long to have a sit-in about money and elections. A little late for that, I think. But I'm certainly in support of the corruptness or idea. The people, I don't support the corruptness necessarily. Well, I guess I do by paying taxes. I technically, you know, feed this whole monster. In a nod to the nomenclature of the Arab Spring, organizers are calling it the U.S., quote, Day of Rage. It's very subtle. The day has already seen support from hacktivist group Antisec, which wrote on Twitter Thursday, Americans, it's our time. Is now, wait, what? Americans, it is now our time. The Tunisians did it, then the Egyptians. It's our time. It's our America. Anti-consumerist magazine Adbusters asked on its site, is America ripe for a Tahrir moment? Perhaps just last month, Professor of Sociology David Meyer, who wrote the Politics for Protest, Social Movements in America, wrote a piece in the Post-Sunday Outlook section examining why angry Americans weren't protesting when the rest of the world was. Dude, there aren't that many angry Americans, to be honest. I mean, no offense to all the angry Americans in my my listening audience. I know there's quite a few that compromise my audience. And as much as I want to see a Tahrir moment, I'm skeptical. I don't doubt that there'll be a nice turnout, but I don't know if we're at the Tahrir moment. You know what I mean. I don't know if we're there yet, but some people want us to be. Blah blah blah. I'm reading from this Washington Post article, by the way. Myers. Okay, so this they're talking to this guy, Myers, David Meyer, sociologist, and he explains Meyer's explanation was in part that the strongest social movement existing in the U.S. at present, the Tea Party, actually wants the government to do less. The Tea Party, he wrote, has replaced activists at the grassroots level in the U.S. who would otherwise spur Arab Spring-like protests into action. Meyer also pointed out that the American political system is such that people think they don't need to protest, knowing that, quote, they can get what they want by working through it. This is very vague. I don't even know if I want to keep reading this. What happens when that belief falls away? Probably something like the U.S. Day of Rage. Organizers explain their reason for holding such a day. Quote, unfortunately, free and fair... Unfortunately, free and fair elections are a thing of the past in America. Because of recent Supreme Court decisions, money is flowing freely and unaccountably into the American electoral process. Elections will be swayed by interests opposing... Oh, I know all this stuff. Yeah, dude, elections are rigged. They've been rigged for years, yeah. It's not just coming from Wall Street. Wall Street's a major corporate culprit, no doubt about it. I believe Barack Obama's, you know, percentage of his contributions came from corporate America, Wall Street, if you want to call it that. So, I think this is a good start. I think this is encouraging, and I want to know what you think. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667. We can talk about the U.S. Day of Rage planned for Saturday. Do you think it's the start of the American Spring? I feel like it's the closest we're going to get to it. You know, as pathetic as the average American is, I think this is as good of effort, if any. If they really get 20,000 people out there, good for them. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, every group that comes along in their own mind thinks they're the Arab Spring. I mean, the Tea Party is essentially the Arab Spring in America, except it's not the spring. It's like the fall. or whatever, the winter, because the Tea Party has basically turned into the baby boomers, from what I can tell. It initially was a grassroots, I feel like it was the closest thing when it first emerged, I felt like it was the closest thing to a post-partisan small government movement. And I felt it was anti-corporate too. I thought I felt like the initial Tea Party movement was anti-crony capitalism, government and corporations being in bed together. And unfortunately, it got hijacked by Fox News, and everybody got turned off from the Tea Party, including myself. You know, I initially was down with the Tea Party when Rick Santelli was on this floor of the stock exchange, the Chicago Stock Exchange, and he called for that first Tea Party, and he was fired up at Washington and the bankers and everybody, man. It's just like, what the fuck? I was like, hell yeah, sign me up. And then fucking Glenn Beck and all these assholes had to come through and ruin it for everybody and make it into a political thing and make it a what it is now, which is pretty much dead. I mean, it survives in name only, the Tea Party. Jesus Christ, what does that mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It's like anonymous, you know? There's no formal list of members. There's no secret handshake. It's just a thing. Anybody can say they're the Tea Party. That's why Fox News fucking hijacked it. And don't be surprised if Anonymous is hijacked or is already hijacked. But whatever, it is what it is. The glory rolls on. The dream still lives. And we'll see what happens on Saturday. Now, let's take some calls. I've got One Angry Jew here. What's up, One Angry Jew? What'd it do?
I don't even know where to begin. Who? What is this dude stuff?
What dude stuff?
Oh, sorry, wrong show. I'm still with the Bill show. The assholes were over there.
What are you talking about?
The assholes came out from out of nowhere.
What are you talking about, dude?
I am making friends and enemies at the same time. The Skype assholes.
Is this thing on? Hello, hi. One Angry Jew, you're called into Vince in the Bay.
Hello? Oh, hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? What's going on? What do you think of? What do you think?
I am out of shaved ice for my Crown Royal. I'm having a hell of a time.
Very well then. Good times. We got the Jew here with us. We also have somebody else waiting patiently to chime in here. Let's see who this is. A caller from area code 605. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Vince. It's Jamie.
Jamie, thank the Lord. You made it. Everybody, it's Jamie from PressStorm.com. Welcome to the show, Jamie. You heard me sort of blither on endlessly there at the beginning about this whole U.S. Day of Rage. What are your thoughts on what's going to go down on Saturday?
I'm full of rage.
Your show is only 2 hours long, Vince. U.S. Day
give
of Rage.
Me the, give me the Reader's Digest version.
Okay, a Reader's Digest version. I was contacted when USDOR first was an idea, and I chose deliberately to ignore it on Skype from the female that was doing it. And then I had kind of followed it a little bit to see what was really going on, and I had told PressStorm I'm not supporting it because it was just not organized. It was just fucking stupid. And one day I contacted her after it kind of died down a little bit, and I asked her what the hell it was all about and everything, and she got on Skype with me and wanted to do voice Skype, and I told her, nah, we're going to chat. We're going to type. And so she typed. And then we ended up voice chatting or whatever, but, you know.
And then you got cybered?
No.
Oh.
Unfortunately, no. You know, when you think about Day of Rage, and I'm going to be doing an article on the history of what Day of Rage actually is, but I've got some Egyptians and a couple Tunisians that are going to weigh in on the article as well and help me, so it's going to be co-authored. But, you know, U.S. Day of Rage, I mean, come on. The United States is probably, 10 times fucking Egypt just in size?
Yeah.
And you've got a diversity. Egypt's
the size of New Jersey. So unless New Jersey is coming over the bridge and just going to squat in Wall Street, I don't know. I'll reserve my judgment. But go ahead, continue.
You know, the intent and the perception and stuff, it's something to be considered. Yeah, there's a bunch of bullshit going on in our economy. Everybody, at least anybody who's aware, knows of what's going on. You don't need a fucking Day of Rage to change something that fucking petty. There are bigger issues. Corporate personhood, you know what? We've trolled these fuckers all day asking for them. And I'm not the only press that have. I mean, there's several press, mainstream media, alternative media. They're not talking. They're not talking to anybody. We've asked them, what are your demands? Because your site is very vague. The Occupy Wall Street site is very vague. Nobody knows what the fuck they're even protesting.
It almost reminds me of what is the plan?
That too. You know, it's fine. You want to parallel the fucking government and withhold information from people and lead them around like sheep, fine. You know, but Jesus, don't do it in the name of fucking freedom and liberty and freedom of speech and we want democracy and shit, because that's not democracy. You want something like democracy, put up a fucking public vote for the entire nation, get some reach, and ask people what they think. Don't just fucking jump into something because not everybody's agreeing.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking we need to upgrade this infrastructure to the 21st century. Like back in the day, they had representatives and Congress. They created representatives for a reason, because not all the people could vote on everything at once. they all couldn't be, you know, in the same place at the same time to all globally, communally vote on something diplomatically. But now, hey, we got the internet, baby. Connected now. We're all fucking connected. We don't need representatives. We all representing in this bitch. And that's what's happening.
That's the whole thing that I had brought up. I said, who the hell do you think makes corporations work? Because corporations don't exist in a vacuum. You go over there, you're going to protest corporate personhood. Who in the hell do you think operates corporations? No shit, the people that use them? Okay, well then maybe you should consult the people that are using them, because you can have a revolution from home.
Jew, what do you think?
I think I want to see the pictures of Scarlett Johansson naked. I'm tired of the potty mouth women.
What? Hello?
I want to see the pictures of Scarlett Johansson naked.
They're everywhere, bro.
Where are they? I haven't seen it.
I've seen the I have it cropped in my slideshow right now, and then I have I saw the butt one. You seen the butt one? With her butt?
I haven't seen anything. What is it with all these potty mouth women? It's really a turnoff.
What are you talking about, potty mouth woman? You just
women
insulted my guest, dude. You
all
just
that
insulted,
is horrible.
Dude, you just insulted my guest, dude. That was Jamie from Pressstorm. She's fucking badass, dude. She's a cool chick. And you just scared her off, dude. I think she just rage quit. Oh my god, Jamie, I don't know if she we lost Jamie. She's gone. Great. Thanks, Jill. Great. I was all set to have like a nice solid 2-hour discussion on this controversial U.S. Day of Rage. I'm kind of on the fence on this. I don't know how. I mean, obviously, I want to. You know, I have some rage that I would like to direct towards certain parts of Wall Street. No doubt about it. There's a lot of cocksuckers over there that are just gaming the system I think on some levels it's unfair. I mean, we have what, $5 quadrillion worth of outstanding derivatives that are just floating around in space right now that all these bankers and hedge fund managers and traders all concocted, these weird, crazy financial instruments. All that shit still hasn't been corrected, everybody. There's still a lot of that shit that's just floating out there and just looking for there's just too much debt and crap going on. It's crazy. All right, let's try this again. I think Jamie's back. Jamie, are you here?
Hey.
Did you rage quit or did something happen?
No, we're in the middle of a thunderstorm, so I might lose signal
a
couple times.
Okay, cool.
Verizon's phone
good.
Sucks.
All right, you're back. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was going to say, you can have a revolution from home. You can just choose to stop accepting government funds. You can choose to stop shopping at corporations. There is a lot of things that an individual or a family can do by themselves without having to truck their entire shit all the way to one city, sit and fucking suffer, risk violence and having the already pissed off police do a whole bunch of shit. I'm too old to get tased. There was one guy on Twitter today, I laughed my ass off. He said, we got to respect the old fags. We're too old to get tased. Water cannons, whatnot. And, you know, there's a lot of sense in that. You know, this is the 21st century. You'd think that we wouldn't have to go back 60 years. And do those tactics, you think we would have learned how to improve them by now. I mean,
yeah.
Shit. Like you said, we have the internet.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think we could absolve the representative system by just everybody representing themselves. And instead of, you know, when Congress, somebody brings up a bill and if you watch on C-SPAN, like they'll have a little digital readout on the screen when they're voting, and they all just go ahead and electronically, while they're in the chamber, register their vote, yay or nay, on a bill. Why can't we do that globally, you know, every day at 5 o'clock, like we do fucking Operation BART. We just everybody, we're gonna vote on the new healthcare reform initiative. Everybody's got to dial in their keypads and vote at 5 p.m. You know, like fucking American Idol. Just boom.
Well, now, because people won't feel like they're actually doing something. I don't know. Society's sleepwalking or fucking zombied out, medicated, something. I don't know. Welfared out. I'm not going to do anything because they'll take my food stamps away. And then what? Oh, shit, I got to work? I mean, that's about the stupidest shit I've ever heard. And then, you know, if my sister's listening, I mean you. This is just fucking ridiculous. You've got all this shit going on, and it's the people that have allowed it. And then said they want to sit and they want to point fingers and blame and everything else. Well, who the fuck do you think put this shit into motion? You guys allowed it. If you accept government funds to go to school, if you accept welfare, if you shop at fucking Walmart, if you go to a BP and gas up your car, you're contributing to the problem and then going on fucking social media and whining and bitching, making U.S. Day of Rages over your pissy fucking butthurt shit. You just need to fucking wake up and find out who the fuck really is the problem. Because the people up there on the hill wouldn't be doing this shit if the 3 million fucking billion people out here didn't allow it. And you can sit and write articles all you want about how the banks are the bad guys and fucking Fed's the bad guys and everything, but just remember who you put into fucking office. Remember who watches the media to get brainwashed. It's not the media's fault. They do their own thing. Don't blame it on the fucking mainstream media. Don't blame it on anybody else. If you don't want to be indoctrinated, just don't watch the shit. Make up your own mind and think for yourself. I don't know how many times I've told people that. And nobody wow.
Totally. I shout out to Shagme for post, and also, Shagme, I guess it was, that posted the Scarlett Johansson pics. Unfortunately, the Jew left. He rage quit this time. But I love them. They look great. You know what? I'm a little bit suspicious here. If you look at Emmy or if you look at Scarlett Johansson, and if you put a Guy Fawkes mask on her face, I would say it's almost a dead ringer for Emmy.
Where is Emmy, and why the hell is she calling in?
I wonder if Emmy is really Scarlett Johansson. Oh my God, it's all coming together now. Emmy is Scarlett Johansson. I can tell by her boobs. Holy shit. Jackal Anon, you've been cybering with Scarlett Johansson this whole time? You bastard.
Is he in the chat?
He is in the chat. You wanna talk some smack to him? Go for it.
Oh, we love him. Jackal Anon is the bomb. He is the glue that holds Press Storm together.
Good times.
And then we have Vince. And then Vince.
And then
You come in and, you know, supervise every now and then.
Good times. Yeah, I'm here with Jamie from PressStorm.com, and she's hanging out with me. We're talking about whatever. We're talking about this U.S. Day of Rage. Is it or is it not the Arab Spring in America? Some people want it to be, and oh man, I'd like to spring on top of that Scarlett Johansson though. That's pretty provocative looking. Face she's making there too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, good for her. She's looking good. But hey everybody in the chat room. Hello, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Cherry Bomb, Cyber War News, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, I'm from the Future, Jackal Anon, Liz Rex. That's a cool name. What's up, Liz Rex? Mary Mad, hello, Mary Mad. Mary Mad, you don't like Rick Santelli? I like Rick Santelli. He seems like a nice guy. Come on, not all these people are that bad. Come on, not everybody's bad. Just because Rick Santelli works in the stock exchange doesn't mean he's a bad person. Doesn't mean everybody's bad. Like, I don't doubt. I mean, I'm down with demonstrating against the assholes on Wall Street. I think there's tons of them, but I think they're, you know, you can't say that they're, they all, again, I don't like to mix absolutes with generalities, unless I'm joking, obviously. But I don't think all cops are killer cops. I don't think all Wall Street employees, movers and shakers, are necessarily bad people either. But I don't know. Let's see. What's on your mind? What do you think? What do you think of this U.S. Day of Rage? Is it going to be the beginning of the American Spring here, or is it all smoke and mirrors? We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I hope there's crappy airbags fell off of Twitter for a couple of days. Now he's back. Crappy airbags. I'm glad you're going to be back. Hopefully, we can coordinate for Saturday. I know we haven't talked about it in a while, but I will be trying to do a show Saturday sometime earlier than normal to correspond with whatever's going on out there. I think that I don't know what time the festivities are supposed to happen out there. At what time exactly? But I'm going to try to coordinate a time that is will coincide with the kickoff of that occupation of Wall Street, the big Wall Street sit-in protest planned for Saturday. So I'll do a show like early during the day for me. But stay tuned for that. I'll keep you updated. And I'm here with Jamie from Press Storm. Jamie, you want to give a quick little plug for Press Storm? Tell us what it is and how we can get there and check it out.
Press Storm, PressStorm.com. And I don't know, apparently we haven't been making it clear enough, but we publish all viewpoints, not just one. And if you don't like it, don't read the fucking article. Go through the titles and see which one likes, you know. We got a whole bunch of people in chat today thinking that we published only one viewpoint, and we got called everything but white. But, Vince, my husband Vincubus would like to give you a few thoughts.
Oh, is that all right? Absolutely. Yeah, go for it.
All right. I'm going to pass the phone to him.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Vincubus. Welcome to the show. How are you, and what's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, lots of things. That's a loaded question, but... I'll just keep it narrow to the topic at hand and make both of our lives a little easier.
Perfect.
I was reading an article today about Swedish individual's perception of why socialism, or at least Obama's version of socialism, isn't working well in America, and it's largely because, in his point of view, that America is just way too big. We just have a vast land, a huge number of people, and socialism as it's been trotted over in the street and it won't work here. And I almost kind of think the whole idea of protesting and revolution and the Day of Rage, that really kind of shook up the Middle East, isn't going to be possible here either, again, because of the same reason, size. And when you look at the SDS and the Weathermen that was in the 60s, they protested, took over some buildings, blew a few people up with bombs, robbed a couple of banks, and you know, after, you know, 5 years of that kind of thing, nothing really changed. Nothing. The only way any change was really affected is when they finally cut their hair, you know, became civilized and kind of worked within the system rather than trying to combat the system. So, I mean, I see this protest as being, it's kind of neat. It's kind of cool for a bunch of people who share the same belief to get together. And in one place in protest, you have this, you know, this whole solidarity thing going on, this mindset that there are people just like me out there, even though they maybe don't look like me or I don't even like them or whatever. But in the end, nothing's going to change. But the bad part about it is if they start throwing violence around, if they start trying to, you know, in the words of the underground, tear this motherfucker down, or burn this motherfucker down, rather, they're going to get met with more violence, and it's going to make them look like a bunch of kids who have no self-control, and it's going to damage any potential progress that can be made instead. I think I think if they even resort to violence at all, I think they're going to do much more damage than good. And never mind the people who are going to be hurt. Never mind the untold millions and damages from looting, fires, riots, whatever. It's just going to damage what is. We're on the cusp of something good here. We're on the cusp of being able to make some serious changes as long as we realize that we have to either work within the system or totally and completely ignore the system. But attacking the system with violence when we're seriously outgunned and outmanned and out-intelligenced, if that's even a proper use of the word, is going to be just destructive, and it's not going to gain anything of any value. It feels good. You know, it's a nice display of power, but in the end, it's pretty impotent. But
yeah,
anyhow.
Where are you hearing that people are thinking of using violence on Saturday? Is that what you meant? Is that some people are talking? I thought I saw you or Jamie tweeting about this earlier too. Is that true?
Well, you know, true. You know, that's kind of hard to prove. But I mean, we have seen have been made aware of some people who have spoke of using violence. I'm sure some of it's rhetorical, you know, but some of it is, I think, serious. You know, people are ready. They're, you know, making little bombs. But then again, how, you know, if that's just talk, I don't know. I have no proof, and I don't think anyone has any proof. And the only way we're going to really have any proof is if it materializes Saturday or any day after, any time after that. But I mean, come on, Vince. You've been around. You know how things work. I mean, if the federal government wants this movement to be dissolved, all they have to do is put in agitators who will call for violence and act out in violence, and then there's a perfect excuse for the police and the military to make a clean sweep, get everybody the hell off the streets, and depict them as criminals and rabble rousers. A lot like what I think it was Syria. Syria? No, actually, it was Egypt. I think there was a purloined Egyptian document that showed that was actually the intent of the Mubarak. I'm getting mixed up here. One of the Middle Eastern regimes had that plan. That was one of the plans for dealing with the protests, was to incite violence, to have agitators move into the streets,
yeah,
to incite violence and make them out as criminals, and then keep that moral authority to act on them. And that's one of the things that, again, if these guys are going to be violent, or if a faction of them is going to be violent, and it's not from an outside agitation, but it's from within the group, then they're going to give the federal government the moral authority to come in and crack down on them. And what needs to be done, and this is CIA tactics, is to undercut the moral authority of the government, and attacking them is not going to happen. It's not going to do that. It's going to do just the opposite. And if we're going to marginalize the government, and if we're going to get our lives back and our liberty back, we have to undercut the moral authority for the government to act and ever increase its size. And attacking it with violence, if it's going to happen, is not the way to do it. But sorry, I kind of digress. Well, at least that's what I've been told. But
yeah, I don't doubt that there's going to be some sort of element of nefarious characters, of just rabble rousers that always any sort of protest out there. You're gonna have an element of these anarchists. That's the best word that you can give them. But they're just rabble rousers, really. They're not necessarily anarchists or nothing. There's the black blockers, but they're beyond that. Some of these kids they're not even that sophisticated. They just want to go out and tear shit up, and they'll use any excuse to do it. And when they see something like this, especially when they see numbers of like 20,000, I think they start to salivate, and there could be that potential is there, but I'm expecting it to be a relatively peaceful situation. But who knows? I mean, I've been witnessing these BART protests, which are technically peaceful protests, but they don't feel peaceful. They feel pretty. They haven't gotten very violent. There have been instances, little tense moments where shit has certain, you know, there's definitely been scuffles and whatnot, but it hasn't gotten ugly, compared to fucking Egypt or Syria or any of these other examples that you brought up. But I just think it's going to be I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm going to reserve judgment, and
right.
I'm not going to assume that there's going to be some violence just because somebody out there on Twitter tweets about it, because I've learned,
right,
time and again that just because somebody, one person tweets something doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Sure, right. You're taking a cautiously optimistic stance, kind of like I am.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I want to see these kids succeed. I think it'd be cool to have a sit-in in that little area. I don't know if anybody's if Vince you've been down there, but I've been to that section of Wall Street before. I've actually been there a number of times. I used to live in New York and it's not a very big little alcove. It 20,000 people are going to pack in there really tight actually. And I think that'll be an impressive feat in and of itself just from what do they call that sort of what do you call it? The demonstration point of view, just the sheer turnout, I think is going to be cool to see that aspect. And I think it'll be fun. I think that's the thing that I think is the coolest part about all of this. I don't know that it's going to ultimately even show up as a blip on the radar screen in history, but it'll be a great little powwow for like-minded people who want to get together and hang out.
Absolutely.
And I think it'll be a party. And if I was in New York, I would go down there and check out the scene for sure and just hang out and see what's up. And that's how it's been over out here with these Op Bart things protests. You know, at the end, you know, after everybody's, you know, all, you know, petered out and everything, you know, there seems to be like a little lull period at the end where people are just kind of like congregating, hanging out after the fact in Union Plaza, and that's where you meet people and network and make friends and it's I think that's just cool to be a part of in and of itself. And
I agree with you. I mean, I definitely agree with you, and I do hope, like you, that it is going to be peaceful, and there'll be, if there is a certain element that's, you know, seems to be problematic, that cooler heads will kind of keep a watch on them and, you know, kind of keep a hurt on them. And self-policing is entirely possible. We don't need the police to do that. We can do that ourselves if we really want to. But if this does remain peaceful, it'll be really interesting to see the momentum that comes from that. I mean, if it only stays in Wall Street, if it doesn't spread to other cities like it's planned to, then it will at some point, because of that momentum, will be behind it now. It'll be peaceful, it'll be momentous, and then the movement will grow, and there can be more protests throughout the nation in the future, and it'll have been proven to have been a valuable and viable movement, which is, you know, let's face it, that's what we all want. We want change, we want something to happen, we wanted to get our liberty and our lives back, and this could be the very flagstone to make this happen. I mean, I'm sure you agree with that.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, and I think it all comes back to the old adage: think locally, fuck globally. That's what I go by. you want to hang on a second? We're going to take a little break and come right back with Vincibus from PressStorm.com and Jamie as well. And you, if you want to join us, 347-826-7667.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. And follow Monday. Fuck law, fuck lit. Now that it's rockin', so I don't think
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Here's my CD, by the way.
In your deck,
press play.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Stop hating in the bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the bay.
Selassie, everybody.
In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Selassie in the building. Shouts out to also in the building, the lovely Angel. Old friend of the show, Angel, in the chat room. And it's good to see you, darling. Glad to have you back. And feel free to call in, honey. It's been a long time. Would love to have you check in and to let us know what's going on in Angel Land. Angel's an old friend of the show. If you go into the archives, she's actually been a co-host of mine on several occasions. And who else do we have here? We have Anonymous Zeke in the house. Artie's World, Cherry Bomb, Cyber War News, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, I'm From the Future, Jackal Anon, Merry Mad, Motormouth News, Shagmi, and Wendigo. And Motormouth News, I pointed out to Motormouth News that I noticed that his icon, if you zoom in on it... They're basically it's double bass drum pedals that are crossed underneath his mask and his avatar. Check it out. He's apparently a drummer, double bass drummer. Like a fucking Slayer, Dave Lombardo. That's right. Motormouth News is like the Dave Lombardo of the interwebs. Big shout out to Motormouth News and Shagmi in the house. Shagmi, oh man, what's your homie's name? I forgot. Oh man, I already forgot your homie's name, dude. The guy Omar, is that it? Omar, what's up with Omar? What's the latest with Omar? I got it. Omar Santos, wasn't that his name? Yeah, Santos Omar. Did he ever respond to my tweet? I tweeted him earlier. Oh, yeah, he's been tweeting you, dude. There you go. Look at that. Omar, are you friends with Omar Santos now, Shagmi? What the hell, dude? Craziness. So wild. Also, Wendigo in the chat room. Thank you guys for coming out. I really, really appreciate it. It's Thursday night swag. We're trying to get our swag on. I played some Gogol Bordello there. I know a lot of you people don't necessarily understand the gypsy punk genre, but I wouldn't expect you to. It's multicultural. Like me. I got Jamie, do we still have Jamie or do we have Vincibus still with us?
No, you're stuck with me, sorry.
All right, we're back with Jamie. Well, tell Vince that thank you for chiming in there. That was fantastic.
He said thank you for chiming in. He was fantastic. He appreciates it.
Yeah, he's welcome to jump back on the horn whenever he wants, and we can extend
Vince, have you read this OccupyWallStreet.org site? Have you read it at all?
No, I have not, actually. No.
I'm reading their USDOR tactical plan.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a bit of discussion. Well, I wouldn't call it discussion, but there's quite a bit of raging going on it. Some people want to burn down Wall Street. Other people want to sit in and be nice and quiet and peaceful and then jump up and scream. Other people want to shove matches up their asses and... here's one.
It sounds like Burning Man.
It's entertaining. This guy says, Anonymous, of course. says, go back to Europe if you don't like it here. I'm sick of assholes like you that haven't a clue in the world how much better off you are living in this country. All you need to do is all you need is a swift kick in the ass. Go find a second job if you have to. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. I lost everything I had in my life, like millions of people before you haven't experienced this. They don't protest because this country is a lie. Most of us with backbone pick ourselves off, oh, shit heap, and rebuild. So you want to burn it all down. That's real smart. So I'll have to pay more taxes to help rebuild what you fuck up. I hope that when you light the match, I'm standing next to you because I'll shove it up your ass so deep your tonsils will grow. Gentle people do not kick cops when they are dragged to the ground. You sound like a total pussy. A group of little shitheads dragging a man down and beating him. You must be such a hero in your little distaught brain. Guess you can't fight like a man one-on-one, wimp. Like I said, go back where you came from if you don't like it here. Sounds peaceful to me, Vince.
It sounds like that's a forum. It's like a forum post. What's the website?
It's Occupy Wall, OccupyWallst.org. And then it's /article/USDOR-tactical-plan/. I'll just tweet it to you in case you don't get it.
Get money out of government. That's how government works, is money. Just get rid of government then. I totally get it. I understand why they're going to Wall Street, because that's where the that's where the power structure is at, more or less. I mean, these are the firms that originally created the Federal Reserve System that now has us all more or less enslaved to this never-ending cycle of never-ending cycle of Johnny Depp. No, it's like a never-ending cycle of debt that just compounds itself, and it's people have been ignoring it for a long time, and now it's pretty much hard not to ignore it, and it's making mainstream news. I mean, it used to be you didn't used to hear about debt ceiling talks and crap like that 30 years ago, 40 years ago. This is all a new phenomenon, but a lot of folks, half the people alive now, have been born into this, and they just accept it for what it is.
Well, here's a shorter one that I set up a negative one. Now this guy seems to be promoting it. So he says, U.S. Day of Rage is a 100% peaceful group that ardently promotes nonviolence and civil disobedience. If people find USDOR's name offensive, I can't help but wonder how strongly they feel about violence happening every day on Wall Street, like the people who lost their homes and jobs during the financial meltdown, or the babies who die of starvation each time rich investors decide to gamble on a piece of food, on the price of food. If quote-unquote rage isn't an appropriate response to these things, then I don't know what is. And I guess I can think of a hell of a lot more appropriate responses than rage, in my opinion. I'm just going down this thing here, and it almost seems, I've been to their websites, I've seen the comments, I've been watching Occupy Wall Street hashtag all day. A lot of people have no fucking clue what's being protested, because Occupy Wall Street and USDOR aren't exactly telling people what their little one demand is going to be. Everyone's just speculating. And at this point, whoever's going down there, we're not going to try and stop them, but I think it needs to be emphasized that peaceful would be the operative word, not violent. Because if you get into that whole violence thing, shit's going to hit the fan.
Dude, I'm looking at this. I don't know where you're getting this violence thing, dude. I'm looking at the website right now, and it's saying, like, USDOR is hosting nonviolent civil disobedience training. They're having an arts and culture meeting. They're having... I don't see anything out here about, you're just reading people that are posting on comments and stuff. Like, it's just rabble rousers. That doesn't mean anything. I think it's going to be fine. I don't think
it's going to turn out to be shit. But
I will reserve to see if 20,000 show up. That'll be interesting to see if that happens. I don't know. I think 20,000 might be a little bit optimistic. But who knows? We'll see. It's a Saturday. It's not gonna, I mean, it's not like it's going to disrupt much. There's not much going down there on Saturday. It's pretty empty.
I just got asked if I'm going to speak about the Army being deployed down there. There was on our local radio stations today and stuff, they were talking about this Occupy Wall Street, because apparently it's been made into a huge deal. 20,000 people, fucking blah, blah. And I guess if they're going to deploy military, they were talking about prepping for riots and shit in their chat room the other day or this morning or whatever. You know, if it does turn out to be a lot of people, like Vincubus said, they're going to there's going to be agitators. And the people running, I know they say they're leaderless, which makes it all the more worse. You know, let's not lead the sheep. Let's just let them fucking roam without knowing what the fuck they're doing. But if they do get a really good turnout down there, there is going to be fucking violence. I mean, these corporations and these financial outlets and stuff, they're not going to stand there and go, hey, what you guys are doing is pretty cool. That ain't going to happen.
No, dude. I think it's going to be, if anything, it'll be kind of like a bigger scale thing than the BART protests. That's what I'm anticipating. I think it'll be a lot of riot cops. It'll be a lot of flexing nuts on the police end of things. And it'll be peaceful. If these people are supposed to be occupying and sitting in, if the whole idea is occupying and sitting in, you're not going to start trashing the place that you're trying to sit in at. You know, you would think they'd wait till the end.
I would hope so, but I would hope it doesn't happen at all. There's been some
people on
Twitter
today tweeting
me,
let's
burn the fucker down. Well,
That's just a couple rabble rousers on the chat
well,
board. We got a caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller from 805, your hand's up. Who's this?
I just wanted to chime in a bit and, what you said earlier, Vince, about O.P. BART and how in the end, whenever you would gather at the, I don't know if you were present or not, sounded like you were, but at the end, whenever we would gather and talk to each other, sounds like that's what this is going to be from the get-go. Is that
yeah, the whole,
people.
Yeah, that's what I envisioned. That's kind of what I wish Operation BART would be, to be honest. I wish it would just be a sit-in at UN Plaza. It kind of pisses me off. These kids want to parade in front of City Hall. They want to go down to the platform. When they come out of the platform, we go down the street, go into the street, go back into another station, out of the station, back into the street, back onto the sidewalk, down this. No, let's go to another station. No, let's go here. Let's go there. You know, it's just like, dude, why don't we just all just sit in mass in Union Square and just congregate and exercise assembly. And it has been like that on occasions, like at different points, like usually when it starts off and then when it ends. But in between, there's a lot. It seems like it's become more like a fucking marathon now, and it kind of alienates older people, for one. Who there's a lot of old people that go to these protests, believe it or not, and they can't fucking be keeping up with you. There's kids. There's disabled folks that are coming out to protest. Frank Chu has a hard time keeping up. It's tough, man. I think this Occupy Wall Street has the right idea. They're just like, dude, we're just going to plop down here. Just do old school 60s style, hippie revolution. Let's fucking sit Indian style and sit in this bitch, and make love, not war. And that's what I think they're going for. I hope that's what they're going for. And that's what I wish Op BART would turn into, but that's not my call.
Yeah, and I think the one thing though is that you got to also look at it from a perspective of almost like a, and this may be a little exaggerated, but if you look at the whole point of Operation Bartho and why it started, it's because of the police using excessive force. I mean, they killed, from what I understand, they killed a couple people, but, you know, using excessive force like that. So they're pretty angry. You know, they've got, you know, literally they feel like they have blood on their hands. They need to avenge. So their protests are a little bit more in your face, like let's run around. And, you know, even they're still being fairly peaceful. I'll admit that. The last one, it seemed like they were fairly peaceful. But whereas Occupy Wall Street's more like a silent killer. It's been over years and years and years of corruption that they're going to be coming in, sitting down and saying, you know, hey, this is it. We're tired of it. And so we're going to sit here so that we can prove that point. And then we sat around at our homes long enough. Now we're going to sit at where the problem is and make a statement, which is by occupying. So that's kind of just the way I see it going down. And as far as the non-leadership, they're smart enough to admit they can't lead a country. I kind of view it that way. It's almost humbling that they say, you know, that they don't have a leader. Maybe somebody smart enough will be able to stand up and have the intelligence to be able to lead it eventually, hopefully, if it really does become a true movement. It's somebody that's, you know, going to be able to do it without being corrupted themselves. But that's looking far down the road.
No doubt, no doubt. Jamie?
What are your thoughts on that as far as the leadership portion of it? Because that's kind of how I think, but, I mean...
What do you think, Jamie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Motormouth has a bad cough. He's not going to call in, but he said, the Wall Street test protest that was put out on YouTube ended up in aggressive arrest. The NYPD doesn't fuck around, I'm telling you. He lives in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, I'm not going to claim to fame that I know everything about anything, okay? So I'm just kind of putting in just my two cents is all I'm doing.
Well,
so.
You know, I kind of got an insider's view because when she asked me to join the shit, she doesn't give a fuck about violence. She said she doesn't care if the streets are bloody, and that's why I declined. I told her no. I'm not having I'm not having blood on my hands.
I did see one tweet.
I
did see one tweet that related to violence, and it was something along the lines of, you know, if they start violence on us, then we'll respond with more, or something to that effect. And I kind of like, I raised an eyebrow. It's the only one that I saw, and I was like, that's kind of.
Dude, I think the most violent thing. I think the most violent thing that's going to happen is this ref shit. To be honest,
right? Yeah.
That's one thing that nobody's really talking about is. Simultaneously, while this shit's going on in Wall Street, there's going to be like all kinds of weird shit going on the internet, and you're going to hear all these news stories popping up, and that's what's going to spook the feds out the most. Is that they're you know that's going to that's I mean essentially that's what brought all the sexiness to the BART protests was when they started hacking into shit. That's when shit started to get noticed and. And with that going on in simultaneously, then they're going to be just like, what the fuck is going on here?
Well, remember that, you know, as far as hacking-wise, and I'm a pretty firm believer that a DOS or a DDoS, and this tool is supposedly supposed to be a DOS tool.
All right, I used hack for lack of a better term. Excuse me.
No, I know. No, I'm just saying coming from a security perspective, and that's a large portion of what I do professionally.
Honestly, I don't like that. The things I like are the defacing. That's what I love. Because you're not really hurting anything. You're not disrupting traffic. Everything can – commerce and everything can move along as normal. It's just like, oh, hey, what's that doing here? You know? That to me makes so much more of a statement because – that's something people can tune into and look at. If you just go to a website and go, MasterCard's down. Oh, really? Let me go check it out. Oh, wait, it's not there. Oh, you know, what's that? It's stupid. You know, but if they say, hey, you know, Scarlett Johansson's tits are on the Goldman Sachs website right now. Check it out. You know, fuck yeah. Screen cap that shit. Check it out, motherfuckers. You know, you have witnesses. You have something tangible. That people can glom onto and pass around and share.
There's a lot of talented people out there that can do And it does, and you know, it's not something to take lightly. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of intelligence, in my opinion.
That's the kind of civil disobedience I like. I like that kind of civil disobedience where they just go in, they maybe they arrange, you know, go in, essentially just rearrange a couple of things, and then they're out. They don't steal anything. They don't leak anything. Just say, hey, we were here. Oh, hi, bye. You know, like the PBS defacement that one night when they had the Nyan cat. That was fucking funny. That was lulzy. That was cool. I mean, regular PBS users who were using that site never knew what hit them. They didn't even notice anything. They would have noticed anything happen, except for the Tupac story. But outside of that, they wouldn't have known the better. Not that anybody goes to their fucking website, but you know, it didn't hurt anything. It's just kind of like na 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 na. You know, that's it. It's not even. But it's all. But it all comes back to control. When they know they don't have control, that it drives them fucking batshit. Oh my god.
Well, that, and also just to point out, Vincent, just from a professional standpoint, hacking, doing those types of hacks, if the security's poor, it's easy. But if the security's high, for example, let's say, you know, your enemy is going to be something of a higher target, so to say, which I'm sure, I have no doubts that, you know, Anonymous has definitely got their eyes set on some bigger targets from what I've seen them doing. They've escalated to the point now, and they're big enough that they need a better tool in order to do so, you know, and I truly can't believe that they can get through the multiple layers of security and certain levels of government, but what they can do is develop a tool to disrupt the communications, and that's what's scary about it, and that's why the feds are freaking out, because in essence, you know, you can't stop somebody from communicating to them. Just the communication, and that's what it's focusing on, is disrupting the communication. And, you know, you can firewall all you want, but if you get too many people involved doing that, it's pretty much going to shut any website down, guaranteed. And, I mean, even for the very short period of time that I've been involved in the security field, it's pretty scary when you think about that people can have the power to – it's scary, but at the same time, good that it – that people can have the power to virtually sit in on a site and put out a press statement. Unlike defacing, you can put out a press statement and that sits forever. That's forever, you know, and it's out there on Pastebin, YouTube, whatever it may be. And, you know, the RefRef tool, I don't know, is that how you pronounce it, RefRef?
That's how I pronounce it.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why the feds are all freaked out, because they know that the potential for it could be devastating, at least initially. And one other thing to take note, it's easier to social engineer than it is to actually hack a website. Why break walls down when you can ask somebody for their key? And that's kind of like the essence of how I view Anonymous going about with this RefRef tool. It's not about them breaking in. They're just telling everybody, hey, let's sit in on this. It's a social engineering tactic of giving a bunch of people involved to do this one thing, and it's going to take it down, guaranteed. It's basically like Loic Cannon, but like Hulk status. So it'll be interesting, and I agree with you. I think that's going to be the more interesting thing to see what happens on in a couple days than it would be even Occupy Wall Street. So...
My question is, why not Bank Street?
What was that?
My question, well, a lot of people's question, not just mine, I guess, is why not Bank Street? Start at Wall Street and march to Bank Street.
Well, I think they want to, this is just to get their feet wet. Start on one street and keep it, you know, mind you, this is the most organized I think they're getting. This is the most organized that they've planned something. And I think they're going to
disagree.
Compared to their other operations, I think this is, well, OKBART is probably the other comparable, but this has definitely been the most, in my opinion, so based on Anonymous's history, most planned physically. That is.
I would support OKBART because I sat in on some of my press storm staff were covering that pretty well. They were really organized. not Bart. They discussed everything. They voted on things. But as far as this,
well, no, remember, don't get confused though. Remember, as far as what I know, OP Bart was organized by people that were already locally and started locally, and it wasn't Anonymous that got involved immediately. They got involved after the fact. I think there was already a couple protests, and then Anonymous got involved, I believe.
One of the Press Storm staff is on that committee.
But, right. So that's why there's a little bit more organization. There's a little bit more leadership. There's a lot more voice that makes sense, you know, like demands and things like that, versus Occupy Wall Street, where it's blank. It's like, we understand. I mean, you, all three of us, you know, right now, I think we all could agree we understand why they're doing it. The solution isn't there with what's going to happen.
No, there's a lot of confusion, actually. They've rejected press inquiries. They're not talking to the press. Not mainstream media, not alternative media, nothing. And then their website is vague as hell. We're going to destroy corporate personhood. Well, good. How the fuck are you going to do that with a protest? Nobody, you know, I've had questions all day on Twitter. I'm 8PressStorm8 on Twitter. What are we demanding, you know? Nobody knows because they're not talking.
But that's the point. There's nobody that has stepped up yet. And I think that eventually when somebody will, it'll be obvious.
Oh, there is.
It'll be.
It's at Carwin B. She runs the U.S. Day of Rage bullshit. And, yeah, there is an organized structure there. There is an organized structure. There's Twitter accounts that people man. Press have been in their chat. Every time the press goes in there, ask a question, they kick.
Interesting. I've yet to get that deep into it, so I apologize for not knowing
Motor
that.
Motormouth
News.
Is he in the chat? Is Motormouth News in the chat?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's
ask him. Motormouth, if you're listening, tell them what happened to you when you tried going into their chat this morning. And if Man is Free is listening, you know, how about Al Jazeera English, Yasmin Ryan, Heather Brooke from The Guardian? I'm telling you, these people, they need to PR. PR is very bad for Occupy Wall Street.
In the chat room, Jackal Anon was saying that that technically Op Bart and No Justice, No Bart are two separate things. The Op Bart protests were initially Anonymous's reaction to the way No Justice, No Bart was treated. So they were kind of like protesting a protest. So in a way, it was an Anonymous spawned demonstration, but certainly not. But it was in response and in tandem with an already existing infrastructure, which is what your point was exactly. But more or less, I guess. But but yeah, he wanted to get some clarification. I don't know if he can call in tonight to back himself up, but whatever. Yeah, dude, I know what you're saying though. This sort of, but this thing again, it. Actually, you know what? I would agree. I would argue that this isn't necessarily an Anonymous protest either, this Occupy Wall Street. It was initially done by Adbusters. I mean, it's a couple of different organizations that started this. So Anonymous kind of jumped on the bandwagon here, too. So it's kind of just like Operation Bart in many ways, if you want to use that analogy, because, you know, you're right. Operation Bart, you know, sort of jumped on the bandwagon with No Justice, No Bart, and sort of became a marriage. And maybe that's what this is, Adbusters, and now Anonymous is jumping on the bandwagon.
Well,
and you can't deny that, you know, initially when Anonymous jumps on board, things are a little bit chaotic. And I think OP Bart, you know, with the past month or two that it's been that Anonymous has joined, first it was rocky, with a lot of targeting, a lot of leakage. And then now it's, I think, at the point now where it's just, you know, more people are physically appearing rather than actually sitting behind the computer, which is cool, I think.
I disagree again. There's actually more people behind the computer now, it seems like. More people are tweeting about it, and less people are showing up, to be honest. More media is showing up. More cops are showing up. But around the same, 20 to 30 people, more or less, show up every week. and it gets smaller and smaller. It was initially like 350 some odd people. Then it bumped down to like 200, then 100, and now it's kicking around the 20 to 40 region.
Shit, those videos are deceptive then.
Oh, yeah, everything's tightly cropped, and there's so many people moving around. Well, everybody's plain clothed, so you don't know who a journalist or an activist is. And some of them are kind of playing
for both. Journalists should have their badge.
Some of them are kind of, to be honest, some of them are kind of playing for both teams. I'm not going to call it name any names. But I think some of the journalists are kind of like, you know, pulling for these protesters. And why else would they come out every fucking week?
You know what they need to do? They need to make sure these journalists that are students, they need to make sure that their press badge is visible.
I don't understand why that makes a difference. Who cares if they're press or not? They're people. They're citizens. They have a right to be there. It doesn't matter if they're press or a fucking doctor. Or a dentist, or a fucking janitor. It makes no difference. I think the whole press nonsense is just it's nonsense. It really is. It's
the fucking free speech zones are. It's the free speech zones, because if they, what the fuck a free speech? I don't even want to get into that. I'll start raging. But if you're gonna go to a fucking protest as a protester, fine. If you're gonna go there as press, then you're fucking stupid if you don't have your press badge out, because there's going to be people getting arrested and all this bullshit if it gets, you know, a little bit rowdy. If you have your press badge, then, you know, you're not going to get arrested right away. If you're in fucking jail, you can't cover the story, even if you're there innocent. So as a journalist with some experience, if you're going to go to these protests, have your fucking press badge out and readily available so they can scan it. Then you're fine, unless the cop wants to be a dick, then it's irrelevant.
So they actually scan the badge?
Yes. You have, well, I mean, if you've got some little rinky-dink press badge, probably not, but the ones that are serious, who are national membership and shit, yes, you have a scannable thing on your press badge that you give to the police. They'll scan it, just like your ID or your driver's license or whatever. It shows up on their system, and all is good.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah, and press badge is more than just saying name tag, hello, my name is press. It's, you know, you're issued a press card for a reason. They're not supposed to touch you if you're press. Now, those students that got arrested, they didn't have their press badges out, or they handled the situation stupidly, immaturely, because they were immature.
Dude, you don't understand, though. There were actual journalists that got arrested, too, though.
They showed
their press badges. They got their press badges taken from them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they confiscated them.
Story. That's bullshit then.
Yeah, dude. There's pictures. It was like It was not Op Bart. It was the No Justice, No Bart, No Fair protest last Thursday. That's when the journalists got cuffed, and there's pics of them being cuffed. They were up, you know, they had their press badges taken away. They had to go down to City Hall the next day or to pick them up. And
were they outside of the bounds, or why were they saying they got
arrested? They're in the station, the BART station at what was it, Powell Street, just not in the paid area, the non-paid area, the area where you you access the machines to get your tickets and shit.
Yeah, technically.
I try to give them the benefit of the doubt, you know? Nobody wants to think of our law enforcement as complete dicks. So you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. But
no, but I think
like,
that, I don't think they're complete
the
pack, dicks. I think they're easily distracted, though. Like, just because people are, like, raising their voices, they suddenly just get like, all right, into position. Like, seriously, these kids, all they're doing is just walking around. There's like, maybe 15, 20 of them just walking around with a banner saying, fuck the cops. I mean, come on. Who cares? What are they doing? They're not doing it. They're just pissed off. They're kids. This is what they do. We were all there. We were all pissed off. We wanted to demonstrate. It's their free right to do. And it's kind of sad to see these cops just say like, all right, let's do this, yeah, you know, just moving into position, like cutting, you know, making it so real legitimate passengers who they allegedly are trying to protect, I have video of the of them putting on a full on like a body wall and restricting traffic so like no commuters can go in and out. Like they literally, there was this legitimate businesswoman who was just trying to pass through the station, and this big fucking BART cop in riot gear, like totally like cuts her off with his baton and like says, "No restricted access. I'm sorry." You know, it's just like, God damn, what have we? What is this? Are we in the fucking Middle East now? What the hell? In some ways, it feels like it. It's like they want to flex their nuts so bad. I think the cops are really just relishing this, to be honest. I think they are just as obsessed about checking out the Flickr accounts after the fact as anybody else is.
You know what's really weird? Over here in South Dakota, I would like to say that our law enforcement is pretty chill until you actually step out of line. Then you deserve what you get. But that city, and I'll be the first to admit, you ain't getting me inside a fucking city, a metropolitan city. Fuck that shit. There's too many people there for me. But I guess yeah. It's really hard for people in these, like the Midwest to you know, the states where they don't have, you know, the town I'm in has 300 fucking people in it. 300. And Brookings,
I wish. Sometimes I wish. Yeah, the grass
Brookings,
is always.
The biggest town, 30,000. That's probably a fucking neighborhood in one of these places, but. It's really hard for people in this area to grasp that law enforcement would be little fuckhead, you know, like the singer, the journalists and stuff. If that happened here in South Dakota, that shit would be, man, people would get up their pitchforks and shit. They don't stand for that bullshit. It's a balance here in the Midwest. And I can't talk about anywhere else because this is where I grew up and this is where I've always been. But here, it's the culture is different. So I think it's hard for a lot of people, especially the older generations that watch the mainstream media and stuff at night, I think it's hard for them to comprehend this whole Occupy Wall Street thing. It's really hard for them to understand what's going on with BART. We don't have subways here. We don't even have passenger trains here. It's bus, cars, bike, and your 2 feet and trucks, mud trucks, semis. I think we got a few airplanes. Covered wagons. So we got a lot of Amish people here that ride, you know, buggy and carriage, depending on if you're by a Hutterite colony. But we don't have subways and shit. So maybe some of these city people should, you know, like, yeah, fucking disperse or some shit. There's too many people over there. You guys got to go insane. I mean, you can sit and fucking snicker all you want. I don't, you know, Jesus Christ, have sex with my husband and then have the next fucking people like a hotel over here hearing it, you know. I like my mile privacy bubble here.
No, I used to live in Oregon. I know the feeling. People up in Oregon are, you know, in comparison to L.A. are extremely, extremely different. And it took me a lot of adjusting to get used to it. I mean, I never used to talk to people or say hi to somebody passing by. And that's just because of the way I tatted up beyond belief. But so I always expect people to have a negative reaction to me. But up in Oregon, I moved up there. People were like, "That's some good artwork," you know, and
you.
Like, yeah,
they
seriously would just stop and be like, "Hey, where'd you get the work done at?" You know, and just start talking to me. And I'm like, "This is amazing because you're like you could be my dad, but you just stopped and talked to me. You didn't think I was gonna like stab you or something." And even after, you know, I speak to them and they're like, "Oh, you're from Cali, aren't you? You have that accent. You talk pretty fast." I'm like, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, yeah, weather's nice down there. You're going to be going back soon." I'm like, sure enough, they were right. But, but yeah, no, it's funny how different the cultures can be. And I think you're right. Like, even for me, looking down at even San Francisco and the Bay Area and all these, you know, even from an L.A. perspective, I've never ridden a subway, honestly. And it's hard for me to comprehend, like, I don't know, like the whole, you know, you're on this side of the turnstile and you're on that side. And I understand that, I guess, if you're not a paying customer and you're standing in front of the turnstile, in my mind, it'd be the equivalency of me walking downtown. I can walk downtown. A cop can't stand in front of me with a baton and say, "You cannot go down this street." unless there's an investigation of some sort, I would imagine it's my right, and it's public, that I should be able to videotape, record, and walk wherever I would like to in public area. And that's kind of how I feel about the protests. Is, you know, I feel pretty strong about it, that what they're doing is good. I think they're testing and you know, pushing the limits of, you know, this is our rights. And, you know, the, you know, what is, why can you tell me that I cannot stand here and yell peaceful? I mean, it's peaceful, but I can't yell my opinion, you know, or, and I think that's what it's all going to come down to, is it's going to be, honestly, it's probably going to go to court. You know, somebody's going to get arrested for something, you know, and it's going to get pushed.
Yeah. They're going to outlaw yelling. That'll be next. Yeah. The outlaw yelling. I can't believe they haven't done that yet. I got a caller who's been waiting patiently. Let's see who this is. Area code 201. You're on the air. Who's this?
Emmy.
Oh, motherfucking yeah. It's Emmy in the building. How you doing, honey?
I'm tired. I just got off of work.
Oh, yeah.
The porn store.
Did you sell a lot of dildos tonight?
Actually, yeah. Good.
What's the hot item?
Huh?
What's the hot item these days? What's flying off the shelves?
Everything. I really just on the day, I suppose, how horny people are on that particular day.
Hmm. Good times. Well, you're just in time to join me with I have Jamie again tonight.
Hi, Jamie.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right. How are you?
Tired.
I know the feeling. But I wasn't allowed to study at work, so I got a shit ton of shit I have to memorize.
In the chat room right now, Jackal Anon, Artie's World, and Motor Mouth News are spamming ENJ for life. ENJ for life. Over and over. This is out of control. They're scrolling hardcore right now. I almost feel like I need to institute martial law. This is probably a little preview of what's going to happen on Saturday, everybody.
Are you doing a show on Saturday?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a show on Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. I'll be there the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know what time, though. It's probably going to be earlier than usual.
That's okay.
Because it may get a little tied up
at the beginning of the day. But
it's going to be... I was just looking at the website. The website says that the thing is at 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. Eastern. So that would be... noon.
One.
That'll be noon here on the West Coast for me.
Oh, right.
So I guess maybe I'll do my show around noon my time, 3 p.m. Eastern, or maybe, okay. I don't know, or maybe 4.
I probably won't wake up until then, though, because I have a concert in Marvel.
You have a concert to go to?
Yeah. Well, it's like
who
this
gonna
concert.
See?
Michael Maynard, RJD2 is headlining.
Oh, dude, I've seen RJD2. I got the video of RJD2, man. He's fucking badass, dude.
Yeah, he's okay. I'm
Jeez,
really
don't sound
to go
so excited.
Maynard, though,
my God.
They're also playing, they're previewing 3 snowboarding videos. It's called Snowboard on the Rocks. It's fucking awesome. Because I'm a hardcore snowboarder, so...
Of course, aren't you required to be by law in Colorado?
If I moved to Colorado, I actually used to be a hardcore skier more than I was a hardcore snowboarder, and then I came out here when I was like 9, and I tore my meniscus on a double black run at Breckenridge and fucked my entire career up. So, yeah, I was on the junior division downhill falling team for a little while.
All right, that's it. I'm instituting martial law in the chat room. I've had enough of the scrolling, everybody. This is unacceptable. Unacceptable. I will allow certain... Sherry Bomb has a question. Snowboard naked. Do you snowboard naked,
Only in the spring. Only when I go pond skimming.
All right, this is a little preview of what's going to happen to you kids, that when you go down to Wall Street and you just do your little your little peaceful protest, your little sit-in, martial law. We're gonna kettle you first, and then we're just gonna shut it down, dude. We're gonna mute you all virtually, or no, physically. Mute you all. It's gonna be awesome. Just like I'm.
I think if they're gonna, I really think if they're gonna go down there, you guys should like. This is for Press Storm staff or anybody else who wants to go buy a whole bunch of lollipops or something and put those little, you know, like the churches do, the little red ribbon on it with like PressStorm.com on the tag.
Hell
you could
yeah.
at least do that. with a that picture of Emmy naked snowboarding.
If you're just joining me, I've instituted martial law in the chat room, and I'm here kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with my homegirls. The goddesses tonight are Emmy and Jamie. And, I forgot, who's my homeboy on the line? 805?
Roy.
My man Roy holding it down. We got another 26 minutes to go. Don't be shy, people. Call in. Shagmi has been on hold for quite a while. I wonder if he just doesn't know how to press 1. Shagmi, what's going on?
No, I'm just listening.
Are you fapping to Emmy and Jamie right now?
Oh, come on, man. Don't call me out. I'm already getting dosed like a motherfucker.
You're not getting DOS, dude.
Dude, McDonald's is under attack.
You just have a crappy Wi-Fi connection, bro.
Hold on. Well, wait a second here. You're at fucking McDonald's talking about Occupy Wall Street.
Not at McDonald's, but within 2 miles away. Yeah.
No wonder the Wi-Fi doesn't connect. All right, Jackal Anon's here. What's up, Jackal?
I want chat back.
I forgot. I need to approve some messages here. Let me see. Missed
you,
Stephanie McHugg.
On the line.
I love Stephanie McHugg.
Just to say you want to chat back.
All right, everybody has kind of like simmered down in the chat room. To be honest, I kind of forgot that I was on martial law. We started talking about stuff, but all right, fine. I'll uninstitute martial law so Jackal Anon can get in his. Well, dude, you're already starting to spam. I haven't put it back on yet. Look, watch. I'll just show you what he's doing. I'll uninstitute it for a second. And he's been like ENJ for life while I'm still in fucking martial law. So fuck it, dude. I'm putting martial law back on.
That's
such a dark day.
We can do it in my...
Jackal, what are your thoughts on the U.S. Day of Rage? What do you think is going to go down? And
honestly don't care. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think it's just going to be a whole bunch of people just showing up.
I'm sleeping in the city for the whole weekend.
Yeah, if you're taking a tent, you'll get arrested.
No, I'm getting a sleeping bag. I'm going to sleep somewhere in the subway. And I don't really... Just
that's horrible.
What else do I have to do? I have nothing else, man.
Put your phone in your boxers, like next to your balls, because sleeping in the city in the
subway. It's gonna be cold
too.
It's gonna be cold this weekend.
Jackal, do you at least have something to put underneath of you or something? Isn't that all concrete down there? Do you even have trees in San Francisco? Is there trees in the city?
Trees in the city.
I'm not.
You're talking to me? You're talking to me?
There's a couple of trees.
Were you talking to me? Yeah, there's trees everywhere here in the city.
There is, but I'm not camping.
Well, I don't know. How the hell do you set up a tent then on concrete?
Have you ever been to REI? They set them up on the showroom floor for you there. They have like little rubber nubby things that just lays flat. It works. It folds out. It's all spring loaded in shit.
Okay, and by the way, if this is what it takes to get Jackal on the air, you know, martial law of the chat room, you should do it more often.
What are you talking about? He's on. What are you talking about? He was on last night. I didn't do martial law.
I wasn't planning on coming on tonight.
I know.
Not
he told me I'm not coming on.
Oh.
What was that?
What's my surprise?
You'll find out.
I'll find out. I want to find out right now. Why don't you just tell me?
Yeah, we want to find out together on air. Everybody wants to know.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Are you
I'm going to have a sign.
What was that, Shaggy?
I said, I'm going to wear a sign that said, I am the 99% who doesn't have money for education, thanks to the banks.
Oh, it must be great to blame everything on the banks. God damn it. Next time.
It's a monopoly. Think about it. Take money off of education. In order to get a decent education, you have to take out a loan. There's such high interest and everything on it. So then you're spending.
Can we get Omar Santos on the phone? Omar Santos. Does anybody have his number? Can we call him? You doxed him, didn't you? Let's get his number. Where's that pay spin?
No, I didn't put personal information on it. I just put everything else.
Everything but it?
I could look it up right now. I know he lives in North Carolina.
Let's get him on the horn.
See, why you got to pick on people in North Carolina?
I love North Carolina.
There's no one in North Dakota.
Is that even still a state? I don't ever hear shit from North Carolina. Except
how about
North
Dakota?
In North Carolina.
You don't hear anything from North Dakota.
I got a good question.
I don't know. They talk
about right now.
South Carolina. North Dakota.
Yeah, go ahead.
Roy,
Roy, you have some sense you want to make. Go ahead, Roy.
I just want to switch gears a little bit. Has anybody ever heard of where HB Gary stands now? I mean, they're disbanded as a business, and where did the employees go, or the owner did? I'm just throwing out a subject because I'm just curious if anybody else has actually tried to follow up on that.
Chris Storm has.
Yeah, go ahead, Jamie.
Well, I mean, I don't know. They sunk between their tail and their legs and shit and crawled off into the woods. That's what they did. They're still doing their thing. I think they're being a little bit more careful now.
So they're still a business. They're still an operation?
They're still registered as a business, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard much talk about it.
They could have changed their name by now. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're still registered under the same names and everything. Whether or not I don't know. Maybe they switched to like selling lollipops or something. I think Anonymous pretty much kicked their fucking ass. I think they deserve to be exposed. But I think it was like a springboard too. At the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. There's no follow up on it, considering the nature of what happened and what was exposed. It was pretty brutal, you know, and. Kind of interesting that nobody's actually, closely followed it. I just happened to cross my mind.
Anyone in chat who's on my staff, anybody want to follow up on it? I'm not in chat, so I can't see.
I'm in your chat. But they're not saying much. I'm in PS Ops.
Oh, let's see here.
It says that you have something to say about Op Bart, though.
I said, fuck Op Bart, okay? Everyone knows. Sick of fuck. It's become an O.J. Simpson series. We love Op Bart, but Jesus, you can only hear a song so many times. Fuck.
Stop hating him today.
Hey. Hating's become a culture, hasn't it? Hey. Didn't Aisha just publish an article? She just published an article here. It's called A Day of Hate on PressStorm. It's the top article. I haven't even been able to read it yet. Aisha Cosmi, she's our newest writer. Awesome. She's a Pakistani-American. But, yeah, seriously, if one of my staff guys, you know, if you guys want to do HB Gary follow-up, go ahead.
I think that would be very interesting, honestly, from my perspective. I'd read it. I mean, hands down.
Hurry up. Get on it, guys, before AJ English gets on it. They heard us now.
Wait, someone hears from AJ English?
I don't know.
Oh, I was going to have him tell Monica hi for me.
Oh, God. Monica.
Who's Monica?
Like, that Monica? You know, like,
yeah,
that
she's
one?
Crazy.
Like that one?
Yes,
okay.
Like that one.
Okay. Sorry, Monica, if you're listening. We love you.
I trolled her so hard the first stop part.
When don't you troll, Jackal? Never?
I messed up today and was going to tell Mortar Mouse something, and I on accident told Crappy Tires.
Good job. Good job.
And I've been trolling this kid for 3 days on something, and I fucked up today, so I do fuck up.
Well, you're on Foursquare. You're on Twitter, Facebook. Well, no, maybe not Facebook. Yeah, you are on Facebook. You're just not aware of it.
My Facebook got banned. It was, like, gone forever.
Well, how many social? I know you're on like 16 million IRC servers, and then social media. You are like the man. You're the go-to man, Jackal. If somebody wants to know something, ask Jackal. He'll find out somehow.
No, no, later is dying.
But I messed up my troll so hard today.
Yeah, did you tell him what I was supposed to tell him?
Well, yeah, but not, I was trying to get motor mouth in it. And it didn't work.
Good job, dude.
It was going to be epic.
Yeah. But do I ever get to find out what I was supposed to tell him?
Oh, no. There was nothing to tell him.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to think of something. I'm kind of sad that he blocked me on Skype because I really wanted to have fun with that.
You should have said that because he's going to listen to this tomorrow.
Okay. I have a message. I have a message from AU Anon. He says, he says, and he wants the world to hear, so everyone's got to be very quiet. He says, don't hate, hug.
I know what he means by hugging, and I'm not going to hug with him.
I'll hug you, Jay.
Yes, we can hug. I will not hug with him.
I'm hugging myself right now.
With both hands, Vince?
Vince is doing his own reach around.
Stop swearing on the radio.
I've been in the green room having some alone time. I'm back now, though. What's going on? What'd I miss?
We're talking shit about you.
A lot of inside jokes and or inside trolling that I'm not aware of.
Jesus, that'll be enough of that. I'm gonna put this thing on lockdown for a second and tell you all how much I enjoy your company here on the show. And, man, dude, we're almost done again. We got 15 minutes to go. But, damn, dude, shouts out to everybody for coming out, hanging out on this Thursday night swag edition of Disorderly Conduct. And the lines have been open. I've had, we got off to a rocky start. We had the Jew. Who just I don't know, tried to derail the program. And thankfully we got through that. But now we got this scrolling situation going on again. So I've had to at certain points, institute martial law. I'm not going to do that right now. I don't want to spoil it for people. I want people to actually chat. So I'm just going to go and individually mute Jackal Anon, Motormouth News, and, oh, I don't know, Artie's World? There we go. Now, okay, what's this? Oh, Shagmi found a H.B. Gary link. Oh, that's what I wanted to interject. I'm talking about H.B. Gary. Cyber War News wants to get on this too, huh? Okay, fine. You will be muted as well, Cyber War News. There we go. Anybody else? I got Artie's World, Cyber War News, Jackal Anon, and Motormouth News, all in timeout. 2 minutes for scrolling. 2 minutes for scrolling. I was sent to H.P. Gary, blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's old. From what I can tell, H.P. Gary is still probably does exist. It looks like they develop malware. They have a line of, the company is essentially in two parts. One part is H.B. Gary Federal, which sells its products to the U.S. federal government. And then there's H.B. Gary Inc., its other clients, which has other clients, which include information assurance companies, computer emergency response teams, and basic computer forensic investigators. So it sounds to me like they have like a developer side of things and then maybe like a personnel intelligence security sort of investigation team side of things, and maybe that's the side that got in hot water with Anonymous. I don't know. I don't know the story well enough, but I was just poking around on Google. That's what I saw. Insane government? Yeah, you what? Oh, this is out of control. I don't know what's going on anymore. My chat room, you know what? Fine, I'll just, you know what? So while I'm at it, insane government, you can get muted too. Why not? Go on timeout with Jackal Anon, Motormouth News, Cyber War News, and Artie's World, okay? You can just all have a nice big timeout together, and yeah, good times. Man, you people, I tell you. Anyway, my guests tonight have, and still are, Jamie from PressStorm.com. Jamie, thank you so much for hanging out two nights in a row. This has been awesome, dude.
I'm a troll. I'm supposed to, right?
Oh, you're a troll? I didn't realize that.
Well, and among other things.
You've been trolling me this whole time? I didn't even know it?
I'm good. I'm an expert security troll expert. That's what I am.
Expert? I can't even say that. That's
yeah,
very
I serve in the press mafia. And, what was it, Jackal? What were they? Okay, Nazi, oligarchial. Oh, shit. I'm really good. Oh, I'm conservative, too, by the way. So I'm like the best troll of all time. I do have to emphasize for Muad'Dib and AUAnon, yes, I'm supposed to stop swearing on the radio, and don't hate, hug. That's the word. That's the wisdom of the night.
Hey, look, Stabby McHugs, do you want to go on timeout too? Let's put Stabby McHugs on timeout. Apparently, he doesn't appreciate my authority, so he will get 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Stabby McHugs, for hating in the Bay.
Is there anybody else in that chat room left that can talk?
Stop hating in the Bay. Oh, there are rational people still chatting. I have Al Anon. Is that how you say that name? AUAnon?
Yeah, he's the one that says, don't hate, hug.
Exactly. That's the message we need. Don't hate, hug. There's also Cherry Bomb is still able to talk freely. Ghost Medic is in the house. I'm from the future.
Hi, Ghost.
Jewish producer, Shagmi, The Lally, 82, bunch of guest listeners. Yeah, Craig something or other. There's a bunch of people in there. Yeah, it's good times.
Is Emmy still on the line?
Oh, yeah, she's here. She's
okay.
Emmy, are you naked yet?
Stop. They don't listen to me.
Huh?
Tell them to behave in the chat room. They'll listen to you.
I'm not in the chat room. I don't want to sign up for the magic.
I know. You should tell them to behave. They're trolling Vince. Jackal is. He's the ringleader.
Yay, he's trolling. Quit trolling.
See, Vince, we love you. That's goddess power.
Although he
they were doing some trolling in the name of Emmy for a while, which was fine, but then it got to the point where people just couldn't talk. Like there was people that were really trying to chat, and you know that's when we have to, when their constitutional right to chat safely becomes a priority. Okay, so
you're forsaking freedom for security.
Yes, this is a no free speech zone. I use the analogy with the BART area, when you're on the BART system. Once you go into that paid area, you can't raise your voice. Okay, you can't hold a sign. Same thing in my chat room. You come in my chat room and okay, that's it. You know, Jackal, you're going back on timeout. Well, 2 minutes. 2 minutes, Jackal. You can hear him. I have him. I have you unmuted on the air, though, Jackal. So
oh, I didn't know that.
We can hear you. Control C, Control V, Control C, Control V, Control C, Control V.
See, I'd have talked if I knew I could.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't muted your voice. I just muted your chat voice.
Oh, I thought you were a dictator all around.
No.
Jack, well, you got to be careful. When I was young, I actually got a letter from AOL because I was young and dumb and went into the chat rooms in the dial-up days and did Control-C, Control-V in a teacher's chat room and said, fuck homework, over and over and over and over again. And I actually got banned. My parents got the mail, and we were banned from AOL and no longer could use their services.
All you had to do was get
the
CD.
I got AOL free, and I've been doing that since I was like 9.
Yeah, but back then, I didn't even think that they would actually like ban me and report me, which evidently they were pretty upset, and they did.
They do, yeah. My brother got in trouble with them for doing shit he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Got banned.
You guys are cyber terrorists.
Oh, don't say that, Jamie.
Yes, you guys are like cyber terrorists. Holy shit, poor Vince.
Hey, everybody that's listening.
What are you talking about,
guys?
Dude? I'm a cyber criminal myself. This is a show by, for, and about cyber criminals. That's the whole premise.
You're honeypotting us, aren't you?
Hey, everybody that's listening.
Hello.
Everybody that's listening, can you please give Jamie at Press Storm?
Don't
Press
even
Storm,
la, la, la,
a
la,
hug.
La. No.
She's had a really hard day, and just give her a hug on Twitter.
Jackal, I hate you.
You love me.
I love you, Jamie. I will give you a hug on Twitter in a minute.
Urge hug.
Yes, a hardcore urge hug.
I will end you. I'll mute you in the chat room.
Can I tape it?
You're not going to mute me in the chat room.
No, you've got too many followers and I need you, but I still hate you.
We're gonna trend this.
You guys suck. Do it to Vince. He's the one that you guys have been hating on. He's probably butthurt now. He needs
Vince has had hugs before.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. Yep. Do you think I care about these people? I'm just counting down the minutes till I get to, you know, fap and nap.
Care about me, Vince?
Well, what do you think I'm going to fap over? I'm gonna replay the show and fap to your voice and go to bed. I'm old and tired and horny.
Such a creeper.
Oh, hey, and I have another caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? You just called in.
Is that me?
That's Goofy Bone. Holy shit, it's the janitor, everybody. What's up, Goofy?
Oh, man, I went on a mission today. I went to Fresno, and I just drove back, and, oh, man, what wonderful, wonderful, good 6-7 hour trip.
Awesome.
Did you bang out some chicken in Fresno? What's up?
Yeah, I remember I called you the other day. I was over there at her house, and I brought her to the bay, showed her around, and we were in a hotel room last night, and then, I showed her a little bit, and then I took her back, and I just got back now, so.
I called Goofy the other night.
What's that, Jackal?
I said I called Goofy the other night because you were off the air.
Oh, no shit. Jackal called into Goofy Bones show. That's fucking badass, dude. Goofy, did you get trolled hard by Motor Mouth News and Jackal? I heard that they were making the rounds the other night.
Yeah, they're attacking me, but it's all good.
That's what
all
happens.
Good.
So what's going on, man? Where's the new tracks, dude? I don't have any new Goofy Bone tracks, dude.
I know. I'm sorry, Vince. I've been busy entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I got a nice little paycheck, so I was just entertaining, enjoying myself. Being Bruce Wayne in Motel 6. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you got to love life.
That's what's
up.
Oh,
man.
Well, we're almost out of time here, man. I'm glad you called in at the buzzer here. We should take a minute here to go around the horn and say get everybody's final thoughts and shout outs and get the fuck out of here. Roy, anything you'd like to share before we leave?
No, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, dude. Anytime, brah. Jamie dropped off. I don't know. She said she's been having some connection issues. Hopefully she'll call back in before we finish, but let's see. Emmy, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
Just that I love you all, and I won't be here tomorrow, but expect me on September 17th.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I won't be here tomorrow either. I'm going to be... I think I'm going to take Friday off and come back on Saturday myself. Jackal Anon, anything you'd like to say before we...
I'm looking at Press Storm's mentions, and she does not have nearly enough hugs. Keep them going.
All right, hugs for Press Storm. That's 8PressStorm8 on Twitter. She's twitter.com/8PressStorm8. Jamie, shouts out to Jamie for calling in. That was pretty awesome to have her two nights in a row. Very pleasured and honored, as always, to be joined by Jamie from PressStorm.com. Check her out and check out PressStorm.com. And I will be back on Saturday for I'm going to try to do some sort of simulcast maybe of that Occupation Wall Street thing. And hopefully, if anybody on the East Coast is out there who's going to be present, I hope you will join me and maybe call in and give us an update on what's going on out there. That would be really cool. Follow me on Twitter to follow me on Twitter to find out when that's going to happen exactly. I'm not sure when I'm going to do it, but it's probably going to be maybe around 1 p.m. ish my time, because I think this whole thing starts at like 3. Figure give it an hour to marinate and then see what's up. So there you go. Hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Oh, Goofy Bone, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Oh, nah, man. Just much love to everybody. You know, hit me up, twitter.com/GoofyBone. That's it. Peace.
All right. There it is. And I'm going to sign off. Peace out, everybody. Until next time, VITB for life, bitches. Stop hating in the Bay, yo. Here's some Goofy Bone going out to all the people. This is dedicated to all the folks who are going out on Saturday. May there be no serious drama.
Chow time, gentlemen. Chow time. Fuck you, pig. Oh, bells on wheels for you then, motherfucker.
Fuck you, pig.
Come on, everybody. Chow time. Chow time.
Coming right back to me. Right back to me.
Drama
coming right back to me, right back to me.
Comes in all shapes and sizes.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Even got itty bitty surprises.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
That's why I always got my Glock.
Coming right back to me, right back to me.
Drama, it comes in all shapes and sizes. It even got itty bitty surprises. The Glocks are loaded, so let's go. It's time to create a murder show. Chump suckers in the streets trying to disrespect. Call me Goofy Soprano trying to put fools in check. What happened? Everyone was down for their crime. You want to take that easy life and drop that dime. In the streets of San Jose, that don't work. If you don't got your paperwork, you're lying in dirt. I've seen it before, even my life's expendable. To the next man, you'll see the pressure like Tom Cable. But are you waiting?
that's all, folks.